Dots. I'm Dr. Latif, and I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing today? I'm just so glad that you guys are doing well. I'm doing fantastic, if you're wondering. It is, what month are we in? I have to think about it for a second. But I'm recording this in 2022, in the spring of 2022. So whenever you're listening to this, I am really glad that you are. And in fact, when I say I'm recording in the spring, depends on what part of the country you are. This is end of February 2022. And some parts of the world are freezing, like New York and in fact, Texas. So I want to make sure I'm being kind to you guys so you're not like hating on me for calling your winter spring. It depends on what part of the country you're in. But the bottom line is the weather is starting to warm up where I'm at, and I'm really grateful for that. So today's episode is an important episode. It is an essential knowledge that I think that every woman should have and know, and every woman physician should really have and know, and some male physicians too. But because my target audience is women, that's why I say women. But if you are men that's listening to this, you need to know it as well. It is a really, really important concept, and honestly, should probably be a masterclass, but I'm choosing to do it on my podcast because I want to get it into the hands and into the ears of as many people, because I want us to make sure that we change and know that there are choices in terms of how we think about this. Before I talk about today's episode, though, here's what I'm going to challenge you on from the get-go. If you know any woman physician in your life, whether it's your friend or on your Facebook or in your Instagram or in your email, I want you to think about them right now. Okay? If you know any women of color, any Black, Brown women, I want you to think about them right now. And the reason why is if you listen to this episode and you get anything at all from it, I want you to take a moment and I want you to share it with those people. This is an important conversation to be had. This is something that we all need to know. And I honestly believe that when we understand it, it is going to liberate us. So, as you guys know, I am raising funds in partnership with two of my colleagues, Dr. Smith and Dr. Azinwa. We've been working with the family of Miss Henrietta Lacks. And if you don't know who Miss Henrietta Lacks is, I think it's worth taking a moment for us to explain what she is. She is probably maybe the single top contributor to science today as we know it. She's a Black woman that died at the age of 31 from cervical cancer. Unfortunately, when she died, her cells, or around the time of her death, her cells were taken from her cervical cancer cells were taken. And today in 2022, the cells have contributed to the world of medicine in a way that no other cells have contributed to medicine. It's been used for science, for research, for medications, for vaccination, polio, COVID, HIV. Think about all the major things we've done in medicine. There's a very good chance that HeLa cells, which is what they're called, have been a part of that. And as you and I know, whenever there are discoveries, usually it helps save lives. And part of that return for the people that created or came up with this is financial compensation. Unfortunately, her family has not been compensated for this. I had the honor with meeting and co-interviewing her family last year in June of 2021. And we asked them, what is one thing that we could do to make an impact, to make a difference, a small token that we could do to say thank you for your family's contribution towards medicine? And they said, if they can find a way to eradicate their student loans, that would be of value. So that's what we've been doing, trying to help raise funds to eradicate the debt of the descendants of Miss Henrietta Lacks. I'm going to include a link to this episode so that you can go in and click and donate. No amount is too small. The bigger, the better. Our goal is to raise $600,000. We're almost halfway there, and I know that we can do it, okay? The reason why I bring that up is someone had mentioned recently, a woman, that this is a goal that she identifies with. This is a mission she identifies with. But she said, I have debt, so I cannot help. If you think about that, we as women And goal-oriented men and women of color, we are trained because of our way that our brain is wired, the way that our experiences have gone, we are trained and wired to see where need is. So if you are seeing a need and you're not able to meet the need, even though you want to and you've chosen to, because of debt, you can start to see how debt is something that has been used and can be used as a way of taking economic power from a subgroup of people. Before I go further, so what we're talking about today, if you haven't figured it out, is debt. We're talking about debt and wealth gap and economic power and how debt is used as a way of taking economic power from a group of people, which means that if we can understand this and learn this, re-understanding, refocusing, and reapplying the choices that we have when it comes to using debt as leverage can give economic power back to those group of people. Before I go further, I'm going to define two things. One is what I'm calling low-quality wealth items. The other is what I call high-quality wealth items. You may have heard this referred to as assets or liabilities, but I'm using a different term because sometimes the assets can be confusing. I've had people ask me things like, well, if I own a real estate property, that's an asset, right? It depends on whether it's getting money into your pocket versus not. If it's not getting money into your pocket, it is a liability. If it's getting money into your pocket, it is an asset. So for that reason, I'm not going to use that word. I'm going to use low quality wealth items versus high quality wealth items. A low quality wealth item is something that actually, when it comes to improving the quality and quantity of your wealth, it's low quality. Versus one that's high quality, meaning that it does more, it does larger, it does bigger work to help improve your wealth items and wealth building. So examples of low quality wealth items would be things you would generally call a liability, like a car. It's not doing much for your wealth. It's a low quality wealth item. Your shoes. Of course, we love shoes. I'm not saying don't buy any of this, but when it comes to wealth, these are low quality wealth items. I love my vacations. You can consider them low quality wealth items, but I do take them. I enjoy them. I love them. And I think it's important for us to do it. So hopefully that helps you with understanding what I mean by low quality wealth items. Usually when we use money to buy personal items, when we use debt, whatever, to buy personal items, that's not increasing our wealth. That is a low quality wealth item versus a higher quality wealth item, which is things like buying a cash flowing property, buying a property in a place where the value is going to go up, buying a business that you're turning into an asset, starting your own business, right? Those are things, investing in the stock market, investing in other less known commodities that are going to generate wealth. Those are high quality wealth items. Does that make sense? So low quality versus high quality. A lot of times in the physician community, there's a lot of bad rep about debt. Debt is bad. Debt is not good. I have heard women tell me that debt keeps them up at night. The fact that they have debt weighs them down to the point that they're not sleeping well. Having debt makes them feel so much pressure that they're taking extra shifts continuously for years and long periods of time so that they can pay off the debt and then they can feel the relief that they want to feel. When you understand the pressure and the stress that that is putting on people, you can see how that is one affecting the quality of our lives. It's increasing burnout because we're hustling and hounding for long periods of time, because hustling itself is not bad. But when you're doing it for extended periods of time at the expense of your health, wellness, and relationship, that is bad. And then the other part of it is when women are not being free to give to causes that is impacting this generation that we know is important to them, because they're like, I have debt, I cannot do that. You can see how we are leaving the work of giving to people that may not have the same goals, that may not have the same principles, that may not believe in the things that you believe. And what that means is the things that you believe, the purposes that you feel like you want, the things you want to impact, now they're left without funding because you are thinking that your debt is preventing you from doing good. So if my theory is right, what it means is that if I want you to not go the distance, if I want you to not put money towards the things that you care about, All I have to do is figure out how to give you debt and how to make you think that this debt is a problem so that you can feel this heavyweight so bad that you're immobilized and you're not able to create the impact that you want to do. And let's just, for the sake of simplicity, call you good and call me bad, which means that good gets no money and bad is allowed to flourish without challenge. I hope that you're getting the impact of what I'm talking about today, because if we do not change that, nothing is going to change in our world. If we do not change how we think about debt, it is not going to change how we rest well, how we decrease overworking, how we breathe well, how we spend time with our family, instead of working ourselves to the ground for 10 years so that we can now spend time with family. So I'm going to go back a little bit more in history and talk about how and why debt has gotten a bad rep for good reason. And by the way, I'm not saying, oh, go out there and get into all the debt in the world. No, that is why I started by defining low quality wealth items versus high quality wealth items. And I also have this thing of, it depends on what season you're in, what stage you're in. And it's important for you to recognize that. You may be in the wealth generating, building season of your life. And there may be seasons where you're like, okay, now we've, you know, hypercharged everything. Now it's time to level down and pay off the debt, because now you've allowed yourself to accumulate and now you're about able to pay off your debt without hustle, without grinding, without feeling like you're not able to. So again, going back a little bit in time to history and why this is the case. If you go back in history, debt is something that's been available for a long time. And unfortunately, people of color, minorities, women, don't have the same access or didn't have the same access to debt. And in some places don't even today, as others did. The debt that we had access to, that people of color had access to, were typically higher interest with horrible terms. And once people get that debt, what is being targeted to them in terms of ads is commercial things. Low quality world items. Buy this stuff today. Buy this TV. Buy this stuff. That is what is being focused towards those areas. So you can now imagine that people were getting debt with poor terms, high interest, and buying low quality world items with it, because that is what they were being taught. Nobody was teaching women about money. Nobody was teaching Black people and brown people about money. You were learning yourself. You're figuring it out. And if this is all you're getting, if this is the only thing that's been channeled to you, you're like, hallelujah. Number one, I'm getting paid low wages. Maybe I'm now having access to this stuff that I can use to buy this thing that apparently, according to the commercials, is going to make my life better. So you can see how for generations, that was the status quo. While the others, the systems of oppression, were having access to better term of debt, and using that as a way of buying assets, of buying higher quality wealth items, not because they were smarter, not because they were more brilliant, but because of the information that was being disseminated to them and how there was disparity in the education that was given to people. That's the bottom line. So essentially, a group or multiple subgroups were getting lower quality, a group or subgroup of the oppressive system was getting higher quality wealth items, knowledge, and access to debt. All right. So that was the thing. So people didn't even recognize that debt was bad, quote unquote, at that point. And then now we moved forward and people started to recognize that the problem is that people of this subset were using this poor quality, poor term debt to buy low quality world items. And now the education became debt is bad. Avoid debt. Don't use debt. Don't buy debt. Debt is horrible. Don't do it. So now we now have this generation of people that are like, debt is bad. Avoid debt. Don't touch that. It is bad. And it worked for a good reason, right? It helped decrease the amount of digging into the ground that people were doing by continuing to buy more debt because you are buying debt. However, what it does not do is it does not help you take advantage or get the advantage that the people that have been using debt as an advantageous, is that a word? Advantageous, whatever that word is, but you get my point. Those people were not taking advantage of what advantage they had. We were decreasing the liability, but we're not enjoying the assets. We're not enjoying the access to this thing that could be used for good. So now we're people are like, okay, I'm going to avoid debt. I'm going to live within my means, which is good. Less digging into the negative, but it's also not completely utilizing what we could utilize. Now you can see debt is bad. That is where that came from. And that is still being perpetuated now. And everybody's talking about it. Everyone is spreading it. Everyone is using it. And debt is bad. Debt is bad. Debt is bad. However, what I am teaching you is different today. What I'm suggesting that you be open to is different. Debt by itself is neutral. And we can say that it's neutral because whether it's good or bad depends on how you use it. When you recognize that some people have access to good, better quality debt and have been using that to leverage, to build wealth, you can see how that's advantageous. And that is what I want you guys to be doing when it comes to the option of debt. Again, I'm not saying go out there and get all the debt in the world, but if you are going to get debt, which I am not averse to, I want you to think of it as high quality wealth item is what you want to use it for. Get good terms and use it for high quality wealth item, because debt itself, again, is not bad. Debt can be used advantageously as it's been used for generation by the oppressing systems that exist. Because when we start to understand that there is bias in debt, and the bias in debt is led to part of the wealth gap that exists. It's led to part of the bias that we have in wealth building and how the wealth gap continues to exist today. Then we can start to get rid of our fear of debt. We can understand that debt can be good. Debt can be liberating. Debt is something that you can use to build your business and get out of a very dangerous work environment. Debt is how I was able to go into medical school and become a physician today. I have paid that debt off because it was no longer serving me. However, I didn't let it keep me up at night. I chose a thought about it, which was gratitude. The debt that I used today, the debt that I have today, it's to leverage. Because then what I do is I take my money, I borrow with it at an interest rate that I find acceptable. I purchase high quality wealth items with it. And that way, my little bit of money and that extra much of money is now helping me get cash flow and return. And I am going to pay that money back. So that's the thing that I want us to start evaluating and understanding better right now, is that when we take debt, when we understand that it's something that we can choose gratitude to have if we're using it for high quality wealth items, if it served us, if we've used it as a way of being free, it becomes a powerful thing. Again, it doesn't mean we go out there and accumulate more. It means we now understand and embrace the freedom that exists in debt, that we can sleep well, we can pay it off, we can use it to build wealth, we can use it to build businesses, we can use it to acquire asset, high quality wealth item, right? Because when we have debt, and say we cannot do things that are going to change our communities, we start to see that debt and our thoughts about debt is really its own subclass of economic power that has been used to disempower a whole segment of the population. The good news about that is when we recognize that, we can now change it and understand that changing how we think about debt, changing how the sort of relationship we have with it can now be used to leverage and teach a new generation about how to acquire economic power. All right, I think that's what I have. I know this has been a heavy segment, and you may have to listen to it a couple of times to really understand, because honestly, this is liberating. This is freedom. This is wealth building. And first, though, you have to make sure you understand low quality versus high quality wealth items. And this, guys, is how we're going to change our own world. This is how we're going to change our finances. And this is how we're going to close the wealth gap. So again, like I mentioned earlier, I want you to share this any and everywhere, because 2022 is a year of financial growth. It's a year of breaking free of crappy stuff we've been taught. It's a year of breaking those shackles of oppression that's been in place, that's been limiting women, that's been limiting women of color. And we're taking our power back so that we can create a world where there is infusion of money into things that truly matter to all of us. So that's what I have for you guys today. Thank you again for listening to this episode. If you've loved this, I would love it if you left us a review, right? This is how people see this stuff. This is how people learn. We want to get the word out there so that we can all build wealth together, because that is true freedom. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Hey, Hey Doc, the door to our money school is open for enrollment. If you are ready to take your finances to the next level and join an amazing group of badass women physicians just like you in a shame-free, judgment-free, net worth growing container, you have to join us. Let's take your money game to the next level. Be sure to visit www.moneyfitmd.com/M as in Mary, S as in Sam, B as in badass, just like you. I look forward to meeting you. Bye-bye.